Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
Well, that's enough family stuff for today.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Meat spelled backwards is team.
Damn right it is. There's no I in it.
Fun times today. Good stuff, Lando. Always fun. You're welcome back on the show anytime you want.
I will be here tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Doing tickers.
Oh, all day.
That's right.
Good afternoon. Sean will be back tomorrow. Good times. Thanks to Mike Ducey for some afternoon deuce today. And at 2:59, Owl J.
Thank you so much, Mino. Let me see here.
You can't do it.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery and give me the VIN.com.
Nobody believes you.
I built it here, and Ham has it there.
I built it. So is Sean on like a 5-day Molly bender?
So much Molly.
What are the odds?
I think he's in a meat coma.
What if he
meat spelled backwards as teens?
That's not Lando.
5 straight days of Molly, and he hasn't slept at all.
Okay. All these pacifiers.
It's just all the raves.
So much orange juice.
Today is June 30th, 2026, the 181st day of the year. 186 days left in the year. Today is International Asteroid Day. Isn't that what happened to your butt, Dave?
Close.
It's also National Social Media Day. Seems like a newer day.
No, they had it back in the 20s.
For Bob, it's Block Someone Day.
That was kind of out of nowhere, but okay.
Block someone. I thought
mute.
You said black someone.
We call it a block party.
We're muters.
Ooh.
In 1834, Congress created...
I knew it wouldn't be that way with Bob.
No. Congress created Indian Territory. Which was present-day Oklahoma.
Yeah. We're not going to steal this just yet.
How? Right.
Right, right.
Also
right.
Have some blankets.
Now.
One day.
Yeah.
How about the scrappiest, nastiest, dustiest part of the land? You can have that for
keep
a while.
It. Keep it all. Until we find oil, and then we're going to kill you.
Right.
But thank you. In 1864, the Yosemite Grant Act was signed by President Abraham Lincoln, which bestowed 200,000 acres to the state of California, establishing America's first state-controlled park, and Yosemite is awesome.
That's where El Cap is.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
As someone who's never been there, outside of going to see Old Faithful...
That's a different place.
Oh, sorry.
Where's
that?
You look at your little computer, figure out your mistake, and then get back to me in a minute, okay? And then I want to answer all your questions.
Okay, fair.
Okay?
Oh, that's in Yellowstone.
So fast.
I am a moron.
Mark that.
But Yellowstone is up there in the Tetons.
Yellowstone.
And if you've not been before, it is 1,000,000,000% worth it.
Okay.
Half day tour. It's not just Old Faithful. Old Faithful was like, it was cool, but it was the least cool thing that I think that I saw in the entire park.
Okay, so that was my question, is you go there, you're hiking, you're...
Everything. Okay. Yeah, hanging out with bears.
Molly.
Why is he Kevin Costner?
Yeah,
Yogi Bear, even.
I took so much Molly at Yellowstone. It's great.
I just assume people offered you drugs all the time anyway.
Yeah. Are you good on mushrooms right now, sir? Why, yes.
Yes,
you
Park Ranger.
Anything that you currently need?
Hello.
In 1906, the United States Congress passed the Meat Inspection Act.
Meat spelled backwards is team. Lando, it's not. It's not.
And the Pure Food and Drug Act.
Dangerously close, though.
It is. It's close enough. It's close enough. This was all passed after Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle.
That's right.
Which, if you've read The Jungle...
He was a muckraking journalist.
He was a muckraker. So many muckrakers back in the day.
There was a lot of muck to be raked.
Muckrakers ended up as part of the hot dogs.
They did. Right. If they got too mucky with everything, they were the end of the hot dog. Was that forced reading for you guys back in high school or college?
I don't think they... No. They didn't make us read it, but we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did an AP World History. Or U.S. history.
Okay. That's a little...
Was that a drop?
A little humble brag that not only was I in history...
It was AP.
I was in AP.
Yeah. Do you know what AP stands for? Yeah?
Advanced placement.
Okay, I just was double checking.
Do you know what else it stands for?
Things I'm not allowed to see on air.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the history of A-Play?
In 1908, a giant fireball.
Started with the Greeks.
Caused by a meteorite comet, flattened 80 million trees near the some park in Russia. 80 million.
Gorky Park?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gorky Park, my parents dragged me to that when I was a kid. I've never been so bored at a movie in my entire life.
Oh, my God, what a horrible movie.
I didn't understand it. It was like low-level espionage. Oh, my God. Yeah. Terrible.
We have a venti frappuccino for Gorky.
Yeah, I could have been Gorky.
I think I'm just learning it was a movie. How about that?
Yeah. Bad. Mid-'80s. Early 80s. In 1909, Jack Johnson fote.
What is going on with you?
Fote. Tony Ross to a no decision in 6 rounds. I thought you fought like 100 rounds back in the day.
Well, he had to leave to go play his acoustic guitar.
That's right.
Or for war.
Or for war.
Boy, the great Jack Johnson.
I have to get back to war.
In 1914, Indian civil rights activist Mahatma Gandhi is arrested after campaigning for Indian rights in South Africa.
How did that make you feel, Gandhi?
Not sure why I ended up in South Africa.
In South Africa?
It's a long way from India.
It is. I think it was just you were fighting for human rights. That's what you do.
You weren't going to play Sun City, were you?
The response is not going to play Sun City.
Nelson Mandela is my homeboy.
In 1975, Muhammad Ali retained the world heavyweight boxing crown by beating Englishman Joe Bugner by unanimous decision in a rematch. I don't even remember that being a fight at all. Joe Bugner, an Englishman.
What do they know about boxing?
He doesn't sound very quick twitch.
Big dump in your pants.
Yeah.
He sounds pretty slow footed.
He does. Although he sounds like he can pound some beers.
He sounds like his jaw is made of glass.
Okay. This is going to confuse everyone.
Also, he sounds like you wouldn't want him on your Scrabble team.
But we're going to... EA wrote this, and so it's a little confusing. In 1984, the longest pro football game ever happened, a USFL game, as the LA Express beat the Michigan Panthers 27-21, the game lasted 93 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes of stoppage time?
Why does that feel like it? You would think it would be longer.
It would be, because that's clock time. Not like
quarter,
right?
5 hours of your actual time, if that makes sense.
No.
Dave, in 1986, the Georgia sodomy law was upheld by U.S. Supreme Court 5-4, but I don't know what side was which. It just says was upheld.
Well, probably
was Georgia
the back
side. Like, were they like going, sodomy, like... That was their
Jay.
By a vote of 5-4, we say sodomy is good.
Yay, sodomy. Do they have t-shirts back from then for like all the supporters?
So many drops.
Why'd you get it in brown?
In 1994, the U.S. Figure Skating Association banned Tanya Harding for life after they found out that she helped cover up the attack on Nancy Kerrigan. In the 2002 FIFA World Cup final in Japan, Fat Ronaldo scored twice as Brazil beat Germany 2-0 to win its 5th title and last title. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Until this year.
Do you think that...
You hear Monty talking about the power roller soccer tournament?
Yeah, I did.
Like murder ball?
We know that as more of the Ronaldinho.
He was going to call himself Ronaldo.
So, right now, are Cowboy fans more upset about the drought of 30-plus years, or Brazil fans more upset about the drought of 24 years?
Well, here's the thing. Brazil is still playing in their World Cup. They've advanced further than the Cowboys have, respectively, right?
Well, the Cowboys have made the round of 16 many times.
Okay, yeah.
Many times. All the time, matter of fact. Every year, they're in that.
Yeah.
I think Brazil's only won, like, one Copa in the last 15 years. So the drought is more than just the World Cup.
Where'd they celebrate the Copa at, Line 4 guy?
Well, we all know where that would be, Corby. That's the Copacabana.
Exactly.
And that's,
where's
and that's
that? The hottest spot north of Havana.
And that thing was every 2 years.
In 2004, Spider-Man 2, directed by Sam Raimi and starring Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst,
and Alfred Molina.
And Alfred Molina. Was he Octomom?
Yes, he was Octomom.
And Messi.
What was his bit?
He was Doc Ock. I guess, I don't know.
What?
He has four mechanical arms attached to him.
Thank you, EA.
Pretty cool villain.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it?
Here comes, if you're not Bane, then you're not anything.
Or Kylo Ren.
Why are you starting the day off like that, mentioning Kylo Ren to him?
You know he sucks.
I wish I would have been in the theater with you when you saw Kylo Ren hoist Harrison Ford on a lightsaber.
That's a good question.
You know
did,
what?
Did you know it was going to happen when you saw it? Did
no.
someone spoil it for
no,
you?
No, and I don't want the... Like, Corby's twisted this into he killed Han Solo and therefore he sucks. No, he sucked, and then it was made worse when he killed Han Solo because at least respect Han Solo enough to kill him honorably with a gun.
It's a way better story to think that you were just upset that somebody killed Han Solo and you couldn't handle it.
Well, I certainly was. You don't want to kill Han Solo. Why would you do such a thing?
Right.
But if you do it, let's have an awesome villain do it. Not this spare.
You had a...
this emo reject.
The spare that makes you... You're like, man, I think we should get concessions now because he's on screen.
Do you think they... Right.
Let's get LeBron to kill
him. It was his daddy.
This is a good time for a bathroom break. Adam Driver's on screen.
Do you think they jumped the shark when they showed us Kylo Ren's bedroom and there was a poster of The Cure in there? Wait, what? I caught that.
You know, I saw it opening day or whatever.
Yeah.
And... I was leaving the screening, and everybody was queued up for the next screening, and somebody that had just come out of the movie with me was like, man, I can't believe that Kylo killed Han.
What a jerk.
Hey,
ruined it for everyone.
Bill!
Someone did that to us, and we were in line. I was in line for a movie, but it was Titanic, and it was a big deal, and the other theater's walking out, and they're like, bro... It sinks. No! Sports birthdays, Trey Turner of the Phillies is 33. I don't have your P1 birthdays today. I don't think I got any.
I didn't see any.
Okay.
I made them over here, and I was supposed to bring them over there.
You built them over there. Marlon Jackson, the Colts cornerback who picked off Tom Brady in the AFC title game in 2006, is 43.
He's black.
That's a very specific birthday.
New England Patriot A.J. Brown is 29.
Oh, yeah.
Brown.
Bob, MMA wrestler Cody Rhodes is 41.
Nobody's ever heard of him. In fact, he's a WWE clown, isn't
right,
he?
Right, it's MMA.
No, that's not MMA, you moron.
Is he Danhausen?
Are you going to block Corby today?
He's going to mute me.
What is with blocking? What's happened?
That's what you're known for on social
How
media.
How am I known for that?
He's known for muting, but you can't be known for muting because no one knows.
You can tell.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Have you passionately reached out to Bob to no avail?
Oh,
when
Bob's
you could just
cool
walk through the door?
I'm guessing it's women that have been muting EA.
Sure.
Oh, no, EA. I'm sorry. Mike Tyson is 60. Man, when are we going to get his next fight?
Brother.
Chan Ho Park is 53.
famously had diarrhea.
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 Well, that's so funny. I had diarrhea.
Miles Austin is 42.
Who was he?
Kardashian.
Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before Kim. Pre-Kim. No one knew who Kim was. Michael Phelps is 42, former Stars coach and known...
Wasn't he traded for Jay Buhner?
Doer of bad things. Jim Montgomery is 56.
He liked to drink.
Didn't he sprint off the charter when you were in Vegas?
Montgomery?
He was holding his butt.
He was pretty excited to be there.
He was
throwing money in the air.
He was waiting for the flight attendant to open that door.
Was he more excited about the gambling or the free drinks?
It was a head coaching red flag that the coach was so excited to be in Vegas.
Cole Swindell, the country music man, is 43. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Greatness.
From Everything is 67. Very, very underrated smoking hot actress Lizzie Kaplan is 44.
Yeah.
Overrated.
She dated Matthew Perry, right?
Did she?
EA wouldn't date her.
Why not?
No, are you gay?
Because she's not hot.
You're crazy, dude.
This is your problem.
That is your problem.
Okay, I'm going to get her regardless.
Not
with that attitude, brother.
You're the most overly confident person I've ever met. You need to have a different approach to this, man.
David Alan Greer is 70.
Greatness. Men on film.
Born on this day, now dead, Lena Horne. The great Lena Horne. Dead at the age of 92. She had some legs, L4G.
Oh, my goodness. They went up and made an ass of themselves.
Dead on this day, still dead, David McCampbell, the fighter pilot who downed 38 Japanese planes and got the Medal of Honor. Dead at 86. And that's why today doesn't.
You had a good day yesterday.
Suck.
Whoa.
Bye, Jay. Bye, EA.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.
A Cumulus station.